AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research, full article. KB Financial's 12.7% week puts it first among regional bank peers, with pressure still short of confirmation. The NYSE-listed South Korean bank closed 1.4% below its 52-week high after a high-volume rebound. But ShareMaestro market dynamics remains mixed, rather than fully confirmatory. Research brief. KB Financial Group ended the week of 10 July at $123.20, up 12.7%, ranking first in its U.S. bank's regional group for both the week and four-week period. The stock remains in an active weekly trend signal with a 59-week streak and trades 20.3% above its trend line, but activity pressure is still slightly negative at negative 0.02 despite improving relative strength. Key points. 1. KB rose 12.7% for the week versus a 1.2% average gain for U.S. banks regional and 1.4% for U.S. financial services. 2. The close at $123.20 sits at 96.5% of the 52-week range and only 1.4% below the $124.90 high. 3. Volume reached 1.7 million shares, equal to 1.4x the 13-week average and 1.7x the 52-week average, giving the move partial participation support. 4. The trend backdrop remains active, but market dynamics is mixed. Relative strength is positive at 19.13, while activity pressure remains just below zero. 5. Risk is no longer just directional. The stock trades 86.8% above ShareMaestro fair value, and recent volatility has risen to 6.0% versus a 5.2% one-year base. Regional bank outperformance gets a clear price response. KB Financial Group, the sole-based banking group listed on the NYSE, produced one of the cleaner weekly moves in financial services, gaining 12.7% to close at $123.20. That compared with a 1.2% average weekly gain across the U.S. bank's regional peer group and a 1.4% rise for U.S. financial services. Within the industry set, KB ranked first for the week and first over 4 weeks, with a 14.3% short-term return against the group average of 3.4%. The move also stood out beyond the industry. Across the broader U.S. financial services universe of 1,011 names, KB ranked 7th on weekly performance, placing it in roughly the 99th percentile. Peer breadth is supportive in banks, with 77.0% of regional bank names in active weekly trends, 86.0% showing positive activity pressure, and 61.0% showing positive relative strength. The sector backdrop is less selective on trend, at 50.0% active breadth, which makes KB's industry-level strength the more relevant comparison. Trend signal is intact, but the price is stretched versus value anchors. The ShareMaestro trend backdrop remains active, with KB in a 59-week active streak and the stock above its $102.40 weekly trend line by 20.3%. The close also sits at 96.5% of the 52-week range, only 1.4% beneath the $124.90 high and well above the $74.57 low. That keeps the weekly structure constructive, especially after the stock rebounded sharply from the late June close of $98.33. The valuation and range readings argue for more careful interpretation. KB is 86.8% above ShareMaestro fair value of $65.96, a sizable premium that reflects strong demand but also leaves less margin for disappointment if momentum cools. The composite score is 73, which supports the continuation setup, yet the current location near the high means follow-through needs quality confirmation rather than just another price uptick. Volume helped the rebound, while market dynamics stayed mixed. Participation improved materially. Latest weekly volume was 1.7 million shares, above the 13-week average of 1.2 million and the 52-week average of 993.3K. The 1.4x 13-week volume ratio is supportive, though it remains just below the 1.5x threshold that would show stronger confirmation. The prior 2 weeks are important context. KB fell 7.9% on 2.6 million shares in the week to 26 June, then rose 11.2% on 1.4 million shares before this week's 12.7% advance on higher volume. Market dynamics is not fully aligned with the price action. Relative strength is positive at 19.13, and has improved sharply over 4 weeks, but activity pressure is still marginally negative at negative 0.02, leaving the activity signal in no fresh buy territory. That does not invalidate the move, but it does make the setup more conditional. The opportunity evidence is strongest in trend persistence, relative performance, and improved volume. The risk evidence sits in a still negative pressure read, 15 recent reversal markers, and a high-range price location. What to watch next? The immediate test is whether KB can absorb supply near the $124.90 52-week high without losing the improved relative strength profile. A clean push through that area would carry more weight if volume rises above the latest 1.4 times 13-week ratio, and activity pressure moves decisively back into positive territory. Without that, the stock may still be strong, but the signal would remain less than fully confirmed. On the downside, the weekly trend line at $102.40 is the key regime marker, though the stock is currently far above it. Risk is more likely to show first through fading volume, a rollover in relative strength, or another negative activity pressure reading after a near-high close. Recent weekly volatility of 6.0% above the 5.2% one-year base also means range expansion can work both ways. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.